Good evening, guys. Getting to you a little bit early this evening. Wanted to come on and do a little pontificating with Pete for about 15 minutes before we go live at 8 o'clock this evening. Like many of you, I saw the incident that happened last night at the Academy Awards. I will say this, I did not watch the Academy Awards. I was only interested in whether or not David Sirota and Adam McKay were going to win for Don't Look Up. And sure enough, Chuck Schumer's second cousin, Amy Schumer, who somehow is still a thing in Hollywood, decided to rag on Don't Look Up. Man, I wonder why she would do something like that. So unfortunately for Mrs. Sirota and Mr. McKay, they did not win last night, either for Best Screenplay or Best Picture. I would have voted for both of them for both awards. But alas, that may have been a reason why, he may have, had it seen a spike in the ratings. But there's also a belief that a spike in the ratings was due to a certain incident that took place in the last hour of the event, which to me is so unbelievably silly that this has become a major talking point. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because a couple of reasons. The first one, of course, is whether or not you agree with Will Smith's actions. I personally do not. And although I come from where I come from, we handle our business with our fists if we need to. But in this instance, I think his reaction was probably a combination of a few things. I do not follow, Hollywood gossip or any of that stuff. But my understanding is that there was a domestic issue between him and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, as it relates specifically to a break in the marriage, I believe, that they had. And Jada was involved with a gentleman, and there were a lot of people who thought that, well, this isn't really a good look. Okay, look, I can't get into any of that stuff because it's completely irrelevant. What people choose to do in their private lives, that's their business. Again, I know they're a high profile couple, but if people want to spend their time worrying about what, the rich and famous do in their private lives, I don't know what to say. But what I do know is that Chris Rock told a joke, and very often at the Oscars, it's just kind of a known thing that you roast people in the audience. Now, do I think his joke was somewhat tasteless? Yeah, I don't think he meant any harm in the sense of, whether or not he knew for sure that Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia, which is, again, a serious issue for anybody to deal with. Loss of hair is never an easy thing, but again, you're a public figure. You're high on the hog. They had front seats to the Academy Awards. I mean, that's kind of a big deal if you ask me. So he told an off-color joke, and initially Will Smith thought it was funny, but Jada didn't. And whether it was a combination of a lot of personal animosity that had been building up over time, and he finally snapped and he reacted in the way that he did, it certainly would explain his behavior. That doesn't mean that I condone his behavior. Where I come from, that type of behavior is something that you handle in private. The idea that he decided to make it a public spectacle when millions of people are watching and may or may not agree with how that was handled. You have to remember who's watching the Oscars. You got young kids that are watching. A lot of people look up to somebody like Will Smith. And here's a man who was nominated for Best Actor. He had not won the award up until that point. But, a lot of people are looking at this situation and they're thinking, man, this is not a good look. How do we deal with something like this? I'm telling you right now, I think the only reason why he wasn't removed from the event is because they knew he was going to win the award and they couldn't do that. But if he was not going to win Best Actor, I think there's a very good argument to be made that he would have been escorted out of the premise. That was a very, very bad look and a very, very bad action. If he wanted to deal with Chris Rock privately behind, the scenes where not everybody's paying attention and could be done what I would think is in the more of the man kind of way, I would have a hell of a lot more respect for that. But, he wanted to make a spectacle on national television, whatever his motivation is. Like I said, I think Will in that moment snapped and just felt like he had to show his bravado, show his manhood, if you will, whether to Jada or to anybody else who was there. He may have felt at this point that, something had to be done for his own personal reputation and perhaps gratification. I don't know. What I can tell you is that Will Smith is a big guy and Chris Rock is a small guy. So the fact that he did that, in addition, the fact that he took a shot at somebody who was a lot smaller than he was, that's not a good look, man. Javier Bardem was sitting pretty close to him. Maybe if Javier told that joke, you think Will would have been so quick to get in his face and slap him? Nah, probably not. Just a thought. What was most interesting to me was the reaction of people who saw this happen. And going on social media and observing the different takes and, you know, do I agree with this? Do I not agree with this? There were people who felt that Will Smith was completely justified in his actions. Completely. Like, he did nothing wrong. It doesn't matter that he's a celebrity and a role model, and this is national TV, this is the Oscars. People walking up on stage and literally smacking the hell out of somebody because they didn't like what they said. Again, and he took it a step further when he sat down because, you know, initially people weren't really sure. You know, my observation, because again, I only watched the clip of it. My observation from what I saw, and if you guys want to comment, you know, we'd love to hear your feedback. What I saw was an audience that thought this may have been staged, because that's what I thought initially. I thought this was a setup. Everybody knows that the ratings for the Oscars are completely in the toilet. That's why you've got people like Sean Penn trying to get Ukrainian President Zelensky to make an appearance at the Oscars and have something to say. My opinion, a lot of that is done specifically so that they can get ratings. That's me. And so in this instance, knowing that the ratings for the Oscars continue to plummet, who's to say that Chris Rock and Will Smith didn't have this plan all along? That, hey, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to have this big reaction, and crowd's not going to know what to think of it. It's going to go viral online. There's going to be at least an hour left of the Oscars. We'll get a whole new, you know, millions and millions of viewers will come in to want to know what the hell's going on, try to get to the bottom of this. I think initially that made a lot of sense, but then when he sat down and he shouted the way that he did, saying, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth, I can tell you that I think it was Japanese television that captured it, because in the U.S., they basically blocked it out. They were not going to cover it. But the Japanese market did, and I can tell you that it was stone silent when he made that statement. Because he said it twice. The first time it was loud. The second time it was like, you mention my wife's name again, I'm going to kill you. Like, that's basically how it sounded. And the entire place went silent. But with that said, whether it was staged or not, I can absolutely say that Will Smith's actions were very inappropriate. And like I said, I come from a part of the country, you know, I'm a Jersey guy. I come from a part of the country when you have problems and you have to settle them with your fists, you do. And everybody's talking about, oh, I hate violence. I don't like this. I don't want anything. You know, that's so far beneath me and I won't have anything to do with that. Okay, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But sometimes you have to settle things with this. You may not like it, but that's how it is for some people. In this instance, though, you're going to do this in front of millions of people and especially millions of children. It's not a good look. Now, I don't know what the repercussions normally would be in these circumstances, but all I can say and all I can hope is that this story dies within a day. But there are many other layers that people are going to drive this narrative in regarding the story. There are people who actually believe that this story was specifically done to deal with a much more significant problem, that there's something about the way black men conduct themselves and people coming up with all different theories about why Will Smith acted the way that he did, or that he's controlling of his wife. You know what? You're not Dr. Joyce Brothers. You're not Dr. Phil. Shouldn't even use him as a reference. That's a bad one. But the fact that people feel the need to flex their muscles and their very unkept opinions about what actually happened. Look, on the one hand, I absolutely feel for Will because I think he broke. It looks like a moment where he just had a breaking point, and something definitely came to the surface that he just didn't know how to control. And like I said, his reaction in a lot of ways, I think was a reaction strictly to what Jada's reaction was. Because if you saw what happened, like I said, Will laughed at the joke. I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't even think it was, you know, it is what it is. I didn't think it was, I don't even think it was that lowbrow, to be honest. But again, Will's reaction had to do with Jada's reaction, and then it just kind of clicked in. Something's got to be done. Smith, thank you so much for the support. Will's behavior was totally warranted. He is a human being too, and I don't care if it's in a, if it's not a good look. It doesn't change his image in my mind. Listen, you're entitled to your opinion, and I don't disagree. You know, Will's body of work speaks for itself. I think he's done a really great job for a very long time. I don't think this one specific incident is one that you're just going to completely, you know, wipe the board away with now and say, nah, he completely messed up and there is no redeeming value to what he did. No, my issue is more to do with the way people have reacted to this. It's one thing to say, I understand Will's behavior. I understand Will's reaction. I cannot condemn his behavior. It's another thing entirely to say, I understand Will's reaction and I completely condemn his behavior. Or condone his behavior, I should say. I don't condemn it. Like, that to me doesn't make any sense. And again, like I said, we've all, Mallory's right. We've all done stuff that is regrettable. This is certainly no exception. But the problem, maybe even bigger than the way that people have reacted to this, because again, this is a talking point that has no bearing whatsoever on our daily lives. And if people want to dig in and turn this into a race issue now, for the love of God, please stop. But what I will say is that this story better die tomorrow. We have no living wage. We have no climate plan. We have no health care. We have a raging war that is only going to get worse because we are literally putting gasoline on the fire. We have a student debt crisis. And we can't legalize cannabis. And why do I bring up these issues? Because these are issues that actually the president of the United States could deal with right now. I don't really care about what Congress can and can't do because they are completely hopeless and bought. But the president has the authority. And if you want to point the finger in one direction, you can. President Biden, where are you? We need your help. You want to do something? I know if President Sanders was in the White House right now, he'd be doing something. And one more thing I want to mention before we close. And just to bring it full circle, Chris Rock's joke was crude. Will Smith's response was even cruder. And the people's response in many instances was the crudest of all. There was a U.S. Senate debate today in Ohio between three candidates. Tim Ryan, the congressman from Ohio, finally agreed to do a debate with Attorney Morgan Harper, who is the non-corporate candidate running to represent in the U.S. Senate. There was also another lady on the stage. I believe her name was Mrs. Jackson. All I can say is she is a councilwoman. I don't know how she's a councilwoman because she really cannot speak in front of the camera. It's unfortunate. She had a couple of hiccup moments. Love you, Mo. Hope you're doing well. And she even acknowledged as much when she was doing it, which I thought was even more amazing. I mean, like, I've really felt for her. And she just said, I need a moment. I'm not a public speaker. I can't do this. Okay. Well, then this race is between two people. Morgan Harper is so far and away the best candidate. And I'm not just saying this because she's not a corporate candidate. She's of, by, and for the people. She is a great candidate who knows what the hell she's talking about. And she doesn't go below the belt when she calls out Representative Ryan. She does exactly what she needs to do, which is talk about the fact that he takes a boatload of corporate special interest money. He's been on Capitol Hill for two decades. And he has very little to show for it. And he's not good on consumer protection, among other things. And listen, maybe, just maybe, Tim Ryan's a decent guy. Okay, that's great. That doesn't mean he should be a United States senator. And the fact that he dragged his feet for so long before he got on that stage, and the reason he got on that stage, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the reason he got on that stage has absolutely nothing to do with Morgan Harper chasing him down. It has everything to do with the GOP having a legitimate primary and having debates and everyone looking at the Democrats saying, why the hell are you not doing debates? This is an open race. Because the corporate machine is dying. People are sick of this ish. They don't want representation of, by, and for the corporations. They want representation of, by, and for the people. If you can find any of the clips that were done today, Case Study QB, friend of the show, awesome guy, has some clips up already from the debate this afternoon. Please go and check them out. Morgan is more than ready for this. Tim Ryan is more than ready to retire, as far as I'm concerned. That is an important race, and it's going to be tough because it takes a lot of money and a lot of support. But my goodness, is Morgan Harper doing an amazing job. Can't say enough good about her. Really can't. She's running the statewide race, and Nina Turner is running the local race. My God, if we could get those two women to Capitol Hill. We know that a lot of it rests with what the president will and will not do between now and the midterms, but man, we got to keep chipping away at that armor, guys, because we're getting closer. We really are. If you haven't had a chance, please check it out. Hope you enjoyed. We'll see you for the main show in about 5 minutes.
Thanks for watching. If you want to support our mission to transform politics into service, please like this video, subscribe, follow us on social media, and consider joining our Patreon, where you'll get early access to our interviews as well as other exclusive content. Links are in the description. Peace out.